Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the fourth and I believe the final perek of Maseches Challah. So we're down to the last 11 Mishnayos now of the Masechta. So Mishnah Aleph and Beis today. So the halacha is, as we've learned previously, that in order for something to be Chayv and Challah, it needs to have a shear of Hafrashas Challah. So there is a machlokas if you have two smaller doughs, but together they would equal a shear. So how much, how connected do they have to be? So we had a machlokas earlier, whether they need to be connected to the point of that they bite into each other, or even a sal mitzarfim, you put them in the same basket, and that's also going to be enough to connect the two doughs with each other. So now the Mishnah talks about other conditions that need to be met in order for these two doughs to combine with each other. So shtei nashim sha'asu shnei kabim. Let's say you have two different women, so the dough is owned by two different people, and they make two kabim. They're making two different doughs each, and they're going to keep it. Each one is going to keep their dough for themselves. They're not going to share it with the other one. So v'nagu zebazeh, and their doughs touch each other. So the halacha is min echad peturim. Even if they're from the same min, they're going to be pater from hafrashas challah because they belong to two separate people. Bezman shem shalisha achas. But if they belong to the same woman, then min b'mino chayiv. Then if they're of like kind, then they're going to combine with each other, and they're going to be chayiv. But if it's two different kinds of dough, you have a wheat dough and a barley dough or something like that, then it's going to be pater from challah. They're not going to combine. So if a woman makes two doughs from two different kinds of flour, normally she tries to not mix them because she wants them, you know, she's making two types of challah this week. She's making the barley challah, you know, she's making whatever, the whole wheat challah and the regular challah. So she doesn't want to mix the two of them together. So if she's dafka, trying to avoid mixing them together, so then they're not mitzarif with each other to create a shir challah. Okay, so now the Mishnah tells us, well, ezuhu min bimino. We had just said that if they're min bimino, then they're mitzarif. But if they're min b'she'ino mino, they're not mitzarif. How do we define min bimino? So achitim enu mitzarif l'simakol elema kusmin. Wheat only combines with spelt, none of the other grains. Wheat is very different than barley, rye, and oats, and therefore it doesn't combine with barley, rye, and oats, but it's very similar to spelt, and therefore it does combine with spelt to make one large dough. Sa'urim mitzarfu simakol chutz min achitim. Barley combines with everything, including spelt, just not with wheat, because barley is similar to all the others, to spelt, to rye, and to oats, just not with wheat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, meaning spelt apparently is the bridge, right? It has certain characteristics of wheat, certain characteristics of barley, and therefore it's similar enough to each of them to be mitzarif. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, shara minim mitzarfim zemzeh. Anything besides wheat and barley are all mitzarif with each other. Spelt, oats, and rye are all mitzarif with each other. So he's not really arguing on the Tanakhama. He's just telling us about spelt, rye, and oats, because the Tanakhama, while he implied something about them, was not explicit. Tanakhama said what the halacha is of wheat and what the halacha is of barley. Now, we already know that according to the Tanakhama, spelt combines with either wheat or barley, and rye and oats combine with barley and not with wheat, but we don't know whether they combine with each other, whether rye and oats and spelt all combine with each other. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri explains that in fact is true, that they do in fact combine with each other. So Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if two women are each making a dough that is pachas mikshir challah, but combined it would equal a shir challah, and the doughs touch each other, even if they're the same min, it's going to be pater from challah because they belong to two different people. But if one woman owns it, and as long as the same min, it's going to be chayv and challah. If they're separate minim, they're going to be pater from challah. Ooh, how do we define what's the same min? So some basic rules. Wheat combines only with spelt. Spelt combines with everything. Barley, rye, and oats combine with each other and with spelt, but not with wheat. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel.